Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. From the epistle for this All Saints' Day, the third chapter of the first letter of St. John. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. On this feast of All Saints, the struggling, afflicted, often persecuted church here on earth lifts her eyes to the church at rest in paradise. As we just sang in William Walsham Howell's great hymn, the golden evening brightens in the west. Soon, soon to faithful warriors cometh rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed. But then Bishop Howell immediately goes on to say, but lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. Yes, sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. And the point is this, that there is still more to come for the souls at rest in paradise, when at the last day the risen Lord appears in glory to raise the dead, just as we learn to say in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. In Holy Scripture, God teaches us that the death of the body is not final. As human beings, we are created a unity of body and soul, not as it were an immortal soul weighed down by a material body, but a body animated by a soul. The body and the soul are adapted to each other, and so necessary to each other, they are intertwined with each other. And so the soul cannot enter into the fullness of eternal life until the body has been restored to it. Our Lord himself took again his body at his resurrection. He did not merely survive death as a sort of ghost. He reversed death. He overcame death. And he appeared to his disciples in his glorified body, a glorified body, but still the same body bearing the marks of the nails and the spear, still recognizable, still the same Lord Jesus his disciples had known and loved, the Lord Jesus who had promised them, because I live, you too shall live, or as St. John says in the Epistle for All Saints' Day, when he appears in glory at the last day, we shall be like him. And that is why we proclaim that the death of the body is not final. I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, just as we sang in that wonderful hymn. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed, but lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. Today, as we remember the faithful departed, especially those most dear to us, and in particular those members of our Savior who have fallen asleep in the Lord since the last All Saints' Day, Joyce Gillespie, Charles Dowdy, Donald Weber, we take great comfort in the blessed truth that those who have fallen asleep in Jesus now rest in the peace of God. They have been set free from the struggle, toil, and suffering of their earthly journey. They are secure in God's hands, in the conscious joy of being at home with the Lord. But there is still more to come. In the Epistle for All Saints' Day, St. John writes, "Beloved, we are God's children now, but what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him." St. John is saying that when the Lord Jesus appears in glory at that last and great day, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. The Lord Jesus rose bodily from the dead, and that is his sure and certain promise to you, to me, and to all who place their trust in him. So, not only the struggling church here on earth, but also the church at rest in paradise eagerly waits for the day of Christ's appearing. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed, but yet there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. As St. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." It happens to be a sad fact that Christians have at times lost this vivid sense of the fullness of the Christian hope, the resurrection of the body. Yet, as so often, it has been the words of the church's liturgy which have preserved and proclaimed the truth. And so, in our burial service, at the committal of the body to the earth, the pastor prays, "May God the Father, who created this body, May God the Son, who by his blood has redeemed this body together with the soul. May God the Holy Spirit, who by baptism has sanctified this body to be his temple, keep these remains unto the day of the resurrection of all flesh. I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Like every article of faith, the resurrection of the body remains a mystery, a yet unseen reality, which the human mind can never fully comprehend, nor human words ever fully express. But this we know, that this mystery will be more wonderful than we can now even begin to imagine. And so, as we keep this Feast of All Saints, we, together with all the faithful departed in paradise, look forward to that last and great day when our risen Lord and Savior will come in glory and raise the dead. In the meantime, we take comfort in the blessed truth that our loved ones who have died trusting in their Savior have indeed washed their sin-stained souls and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. As St. John writes in his wonderful vision, therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb that is in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to living waters. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. Let us therefore pray that each one of us, continuing in repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus, may come to share both the calm of paradise, the blessed, and together with our risen Lord, a glorious resurrection. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.